Welcome back to M&B's podcast. I'm the M for Mom.
I'm the B for Ben. Today we have two very special guests, my aunt and uncle, Abby and Pat, who really adore music and are in the band themselves. So would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about your new album?
Thanks, Ben. I'm really happy to be here. I released a solo album, and it's called That'll Show 'Em. And I worked with a very special group of friends that all wanted to keep playing music together after we finished the album, and including Uncle Pat, who's my husband. And we liked playing music together so much for my solo album that we decided to form a band called The Wild Brambles.
I also know that you own a couple of chickens. Do you want to tell us their names and a little bit about each of them?
I would love to talk about my chickens. We have four chickens. Their names are Sparky, Deb, Clementine, and Banjo. And they lay us fresh eggs just about every day. They've taken a little break from laying eggs in the wintertime. They lay fewer eggs when the days get shorter, but they're very silly and they each have their own personalities, and we really enjoy having them very much.
Speaking of silly and having their own personalities, Pat Doyle.
Yeah. Thanks.
Uncle Pat is the first ever special guest on M&B's podcast who brought an instrument.
Yes, he sure is.
Just pretty exciting. So, Ben, what instrument does it look like Uncle Pat has here?
A guitar.
It is.
What type of guitar?
It's a guitar. It's an archtop guitar. And it is really old. It's from the 30s.
Really?
The 1930s. So it's almost 100 years old. Yeah, it's really... And it has an interesting sound because it's old, but also because it has this arch top. It doesn't have the big sound hole in the middle like a lot of guitars. So it's... It doesn't boom as much, but it still projects out very, very nicely.
Where did you get that?
Well, Aunt Abby got it for me. Aww. As a gift. Yeah.
It came from Carter Vintage Guitars in Nashville, Tennessee.
Would you like to tell our listeners which instruments you most commonly play?
I most commonly play the violin or fiddle, but I also play a little bit of guitar.
And lately, I split my time between guitar and bass, electric bass.
One special thing about Aunt Abby and Uncle Pat that's related to the history of this podcast, Ben, if you'll recall, is Aunt Abby and Uncle Pat were featured on local public radio in Erie on WQLN with Chris and Julie Moore, and we were listening to their show on the radio.
And since we were on that channel, the Saturday Swing Session came on right after that show, and that's what introduced me to jazz. Now we listen to that a lot of nights, commonly.
So, Aunt Abby and Uncle Pat, you gave Benny the gift that keeps on giving by being on the radio.
Well, that's extra special.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, this podcast is also being recorded in Pittsburgh at their home for a little winter vacation.
First on location episode.
That's true. Start of season two, first on location, first with a live instrument. So many firsts. First, surrounded by Christmas cookies. I know. It's good. I think one of the questions you told me that you wanted to ask them is, you know, what's it like being married to each other and also doing music together?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So we started playing just together. We did cover songs, which is songs that other people write that we do, so popular songs that we have heard on the radio before, and we would play them together. And then eventually Aunt Abby started writing a bunch of songs, and that's how we got into playing your original music, and then we made an album together, and that was really special.
And Uncle Pat is a great songwriter too, and I think it's nice being married to your musical partner because we live in the same house. And you never know when an idea is going to strike. So it might be late at night, it might be early in the morning. And we always have each other to share ideas when they come up. And I can always trust Uncle Pat to tell me the truth. If it's a good idea, or if it needs a little bit of work, or if it's something that we should work on together. And lately we've been writing songs together, which has been fun and new and exciting.
I happened to have a sisterly insight that there was a particular song where Abby knew that she was going to fall in love with Pat when she heard him play this song. This is a little family trivia. Do you know what song it was?
No, I don't.
Pat, can we get a lick of that one?
Is it?
Let's see if he gets it right.
Never Going Back?
That's the one.
Oh, sorry, it makes you drop your tuning.
It's okay.
Ben, did you know this trivia?
I did not. California, by the way.
That's true. You were there.
I was there.
It was your first time on an airplane, if I recall.
Yeah. Is it okay if I ask you maybe a slightly emotional question?
Of course.
Didn't you used to have a dog?
Oh, we did used to have a dog, and he was the best boy. His name was Peter.
Ben's been thinking a lot about dogs lately and the dogs that he's loved in his life, and thinking about maybe dogs he'd like to get in the future. And I know that Peter is a really big part of Benjamin's story of loving animals. So we loved Peter so much.
Peter was a retired racing greyhound, and he was very gentle and very sweet. And he brought a lot of joy and love to everyone who knew him. He was a really special creature.
What do you remember about Pete?
I remember he definitely was very calm. He'd travel with you a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. He was very skinny and slightly tall.
That's right. He had an excellent sweater and coat collection.
Yeah, he did. He would wear some things sometimes.
Mm-hmm. He had long john jammies that he would wear in the winter.
They were so cute at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And then I also know that you just recently moved into a new house.
We do. This is our first time owning a house. We've only rented apartments before. And it's a lot of work to own a house, and it takes a lot of time. But we're really happy to have a nice house that has lots of room for all the people that we love to do things like bake Christmas cookies and host podcasts and have chickens and all the fun stuff that we've done when you've been here visiting.
Do you think you're ever going to get a new dog like Peter?
Oh, on air, dropping the big questions. What do you think, Uncle Pat?
I think we are talking about it right now, yeah. So, yeah, maybe this time next year, we don't know. We gotta wait for the right pup to come around.
Then, follow-up question to that, if you do get one, do you think you're going to name it something? Like, what would you name it?
We have a short list of names that we like, but if we get another retired racing greyhound, which is what we're thinking of, a lot of them have names already from the racetrack. So, if it's a name, Peter's name we kept the same. We didn't change his name. So if it's a name that kind of suits the personality of the dog, I'm open to a dog that already has a name. But we have a short list of names that we're thinking about. We do miss having a dog around the house.
Do you think Peter would have liked the house you're in now?
Oh, that's such a nice question, Ben.
I think he would have liked it a lot. I think he wouldn't have liked the stairs. He didn't do well on the stairs. because his legs were so long and his body was so long that stairs were just always very awkward for him.
He would have liked the yard, though.
Yeah. He would have run around the yard, I think.
Do you think he would have gotten around well with the chickens that you have?
I think he was so calm that they wouldn't have bothered him, but I don't know. I wonder that sometimes. He would probably be curious, but I don't think that he would have bothered them at all.
Well, Ben, we're just about the time to wrap up our podcast tonight. We just want to thank our guests so much who happen to be my sister and brother-in-law. Ben and I have been looking forward to this conversation for weeks. So thank you so much for being our first offsite host and our first on-air guests.
As well as the first episode of the second season.
That's correct. So many firsts.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks. Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time here on M&B's Podcast.